was.
Uh-huh.
So usually what happens is the bill comes in and she will sometimes pay online depending on whether she can find a checkbook or not. I don't like to do that because I'm averse to this, but she did know, but neither one of us knew the bill came because that's even when she pays online, that's how she finds out.
But she is aware that there's an online program that she can view the tax amount to see how much they are at any time. By having paid online, she's aware that she can go at any time and see what the taxes are.
I can't say what she was aware of. I do know that she's aware that you can print out your property tax, the one with your car insurance on. I didn't know prior to this that you could go online and look up you could go find anybody's land tax stuff. I didn't think that they would actually give you that information. I was more concerned after I found that out than before, because that allows you to search information about other people, which concerns me, and it's not secure or anything. So I was actually not aware of it. I would have been more surprised.
Unfortunately, that is the way the web is. People can search
right.
anything and
which is why I try not to use it, but mm-hmm. each of us is afraid of different things.
Due to the fact that it has been paid online a couple of times, the program is there, and the envelope that was mailed out was able to be used years ago in order to get a return address from the Postal Service. When they changed the requirement that they would no longer furnish the address without paying, they used to put a sticker on the envelope telling you what the new address was so you could. When they changed the requirement on it, where the collector had to start paying, that was a few years back, then it was found that it was not, they let the collector off that year and didn't charge when they changed it in mid-year. But then it was found that it was too expensive to pay 50 cents an envelope for the address. So it appears that the collector had to quit using that form of mailing out the return receipt request and could only use it. But things happen different all along, and it appears that it was necessary for the collector to go back to using that form.
I had the choice, and I thought it was the best choice mm-hmm. financially, and just to make sure that we knew when the mail came back that we could look for a different address or call the customers as needed.
But I am not aware that this is happening to you as a payer. I'm unaware that you're changing the process. I don't have any way of knowing.
Well, it's not changing the process of the way the collection is done. That's all done by statute. It's not changing the process. It's just the notification. What's required, as you pointed out by the statute, is the collector mail out the tax bill to the known address on file. And that's the known address on file in the assessor's office. If an address is changed, if you forward your mail, then we have many people that go south for the winter contact the post office, and then some would come in early and pay in the collector's office, because if the bills hadn't got mailed out yet, then they would come in early because they would know that they were going to be into an area that they didn't want to permanently change their address. They just wanted the others to be forwarded there. But they can't forward one that has this statement on the envelope. And so there, as technology changes, then it is available online for anyone can view theirs at any time. You can view if it's due, I think. Can you view a past year's bill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll show all the bills that are paid and unpaid. It'll highlight it in red if it's not been paid, but it lets you just view it, or you can print it out, you know, mail in a check. It gives you access to the statement just like what we would mail.
But I didn't know that you changed the process that you were mailing by adding that notice to the letter. I did not know that.
But
you've
paid taxes. Assistant. Excuse me. You've paid taxes in Missouri since, you said, 09 or 10?
As a resident.
And it's never changed. The deadline has never changed in that time. It's always been December 31st. And
no, but the mailing method changed.
But you had paid taxes here.
Right.
Ever since that time. You've always known they would do December 31st. You have paid online. And what I thought I heard you say is that your wife handled that, and she must have just forgotten to realize the bill was due.
So we've spent time in a number of states, not just Missouri, and every state is different. And to be honest, we haven't spent a lot of time trying to figure out what every state's laws are. We live in the United States, and so we pay our taxes. We've never not paid our taxes. So we don't spend a lot of time noticing which state collects on which state. Minnesota collects on different dates. We lived in Minnesota for a while. I actually know more about Minnesota because I lived there longer, and I was more younger.
Mm-hmm.
We pay when the bill comes. So even if my wife paid online, she didn't go into the system to pay that day because she knew it was due that day. We have every piece of information available to us to understand when it's due, but we don't know when things are due. I don't know when my MasterCard bill is due. I don't know when Carroll Electric charges us.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I do not know when my bills are due as a general rule. I depend on the mail coming to me to tell me when they're due, and I pay them immediately upon receiving the mail. And I had every expectation that that letter would come to me. And I understand that the state has financial, or that the county has financial issues, and I am all in and understand your side of why it was sent this way. But in fairness to me, we didn't receive the notice that it was due, which is what, unfortunately, I errantly depend on to know when it's due. I have access to the knowledge of, if I needed to go find out something, I could go on the web and search a number of things and I could learn about anything I'm interested in. But I'm not necessarily aware of any of those things, even though that information is available to me. And I believe that the legislature asks you to send those bills so that people are given a notice that it's due. And I didn't receive that notice. And I'm not trying to get out of paying my bill. I'm not trying to get my bill adjusted. I'm just trying to not have to pay a penalty because I didn't receive a notice that I believe the statute authorizes me to receive.
I'll share something with you. Is I just recently received a letter from my mother's insurance company that they will no longer be sending the bills. Now, they use the thing, and sometimes, unfortunately, companies do use an incident that causes them to change their procedure, the COVID virus. They say, due to this, you need to check online when your bill is due, and you just need to know. I received it. I am like you. I do not like to, I'm not an online person for paying bills or everything for a couple different reasons. But that is just so things do change with technology and the age.
Right.
So she won't be receiving a bill from the insurance company. So I just need to make a note on when it's due and then check online and see if there's been any change in it. But there's been no change in the laws in regard to the collection of the bill. And
But you did receive a notice that there was a change, and you received it from the place that was expecting you to make a payment.
Because we're not going to receive a bill anymore. You will receive a bill.
I did not receive a bill. You changed the mailing method, and if I would have known it said do not forward, just like when I order a credit card, I know I'm not going to get it forwarded, so I have to go in and change the address because they tell me that you will not get that credit card unless it is sent to you directly. You can't get it forwarded. I had no notification from the state that you wouldn't forward my mail.
I'm only required to mail it. It doesn't tell me how to mail it, and it says failure to receive a notice in no case relieves the taxpayer of any tax liability imposed by law. So it just says mail it, and I mailed it.
I agree you guys have, the law is written in your favor. I'm not going to even argue.
I don't know that the law is written in our favor.
Well, it has to be because you're collecting, you have a need to collect taxes. The legislature doesn't want to let people off of paying their taxes, and I understand that.
Don't get me started on legislator, because everybody in this room knows how much I think of our legislators and their inability to create laws that are intelligent. So pretty much what we have is, I understand your frustration, but we don't need to sit here and continue to argue and everybody get frustrated. Just so you know, the county collects taxes not for itself but for other entities. We receive nothing out of any penalty, interest, or personal property or real estate taxes that you pay. So you know, this is not a, we operate solely on sales tax. So the majority of your taxes go to the school districts and those types of things. I'm like everybody else that's talked. When I get a bill, I pay it. I do set up stuff on auto pay simply because you got so much going on. But the one thing I never forget is my taxes. And I tend to pay the last day, but I know what's coming. So I think that everything was done under the law. I think that regardless of what the opinion is, whose favor it was written in, the law is still the law. And so until legislation changes it, we have to abide by it. So that being said, move to deny the request for... Let me find it real quick, sorry.
Penalties and interest.
We have a parcel number.
There would be two different parcel numbers because it was personal property and real estate both. So it's personal property number 94086 and real estate number 19.2.0.03.003.003.001.023.000.
Thank you. Move to deny request for penalties and interest to be returned for personal property count 1-940-86-0 and parcel ID 19-2.0-03-003-001-023.000.
We have a motion to deny.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Again, don't think that we didn't take it serious because I'm going back and forth, but...
I want you to know I believe this is serious, and I appreciate the fact that you gave me a chance to talk, but I will just speak for the people who, like myself, live in more than one place in the United States. Yeah. It's very difficult to do this anyway for us. And I have chosen to pay my taxes in Missouri, and I had choices. And I've not argued, and I understand the need for these collections. And you probably don't receive them, like you said. And I think that paying for schools is important. And I've never argued about paying my taxes or anything like that. I'm not opposed to paying them. But this didn't seem fair. It's a matter of whether it's just or not. And I think that if you're going to have this kind of approach to mail, which I think is acceptable, then people ought to know it because they have an expectation that they're going to get a bill. And that's a reasonable expectation because it works for all of their other bills. And I'm not the only one, I can't believe I'm the only one that this could happen to. And all you have to do is know that this is going to happen and you would behave differently. But I had no ability to foresee that the bills were going to be sent this way. or I would have done something different. And one of the things might have been pay more attention to when it's due.
I will share that if by your paying online was a strong influence to me, it let me know that you knew